When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride.
Jesus speaks words of forgiveness to his enemies. From Luke chapter 23, verse 34, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. As Christians, on Good Friday, we sing, Were you there? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? It's an attempt for us to connect in with this story in a very real way, to think of this God who so loved us that he sent his only Son, is the God who knew us by name and sent Jesus specifically for us. Were you there? Now in our hospitals, as so many are dying, so many are suffering, they are doing so largely alone. Alone because hospitals are not allowing family members. There's too great a risk of further infection to families and to the healthcare workers. There's too great a need to focus on these patients in such critical, ill situations. Often, they are there, medically paralyzed, with a breathing tube and a ventilator breathing on their behalf. And all the doctors and families can do is wait and pray. Jesus himself was paralyzed. For as he was nailed by his hands and feet to a cross, he could not move, or rather, he would not move. He chose to be there for our sake. As he says in John 10, no one takes my life from me. I lay it down of my own accord. Can you imagine if someone you knew was gravely ill from the COVID-19 virus? They were suffering. And then along came someone to volunteer and say, I will take their place. I'll make your loved one well. I'll suffer in their place. I'll send your loved one home to you. This is what Jesus has done for us. A God who came so close, our King who came so close, that he was willing to suffer in our place, die in our place. Die for you and me. This is the great love that he offers. And this is what he was praying about when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He was praying forgiveness for those who drove the nails in his hands and feet. He was praying forgiveness for you and I in all of the ways we have sinned, knowing and unknowingly. This great love of our Savior was on display as he poured out forgiveness upon those who poured wrath and ridicule on him. Oh, what great and boundless love! Jesus speaks words of salvation to the thief on the cross. From Luke 23, verse 43, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. As if Jesus' prayer to the Father, asking him to forgive us all, it was not enough. Jesus, by his next word on the cross, offered love to one hanging there beside him, an undeserving thief. And by doing so, showed not only mercy to that thief, but showed us that he has mercy waiting for us as well. A thief who knew he deserved death, yet reached out to Jesus, "Remember me. Remember me, Lord, in your kingdom with mercy." What wondrous love is this? That a thief who deserves death receives grace he does not deserve. What wondrous love is this? That a thief who deserves not only death, but punishment in hell apart from God, receives a precious sign of love. Today, you will be with me in paradise. We as Christians can face death with peacefulness. We as Christians can face death with certainty that death is not the end. For the moment our eyes close in death here, the moment that our hearts stop beating here, our eyes open and our heart rate quickens as we see eye to eye the Savior who welcomes thieves and sinners and all of us. May we trust him this Good Friday and always.
Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my Lord. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood.
Jesus speaks words of provision for his mother from John 19, verses 26 and 27. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, the disciple took her into his home. In Jesus' third word from the cross, he speaks words of love and provision for his mother Mary. She who had the privilege of all women on this earth to carry inside of herself the Son of God. She who watched him teach and heal, who worried over him, who prayed over him, who let him go. She who loved him as an earthly mother and entrusted him into the hands and the will of our Heavenly Father. She needed care. And Jesus, in one of his final acts, shows his love and his provision for his mother as he addresses John, the disciple whom he loves, and urges him to receive Mary as his own mother and promises to her that John will care for her. It's quite touching that in the midst of his own pain, he put her need above his own. Surely Jesus will do the same for us as well. He will continue, whether it is during pandemics or as times of prosperity, he will continue to meet our needs. Let us only trust him. Let us come, whether to the foot of the cross or follow in his footsteps always, let us come and walk beside our Savior also, listening to his words and trusting in his provision of his daily bread and so much more. Jesus speaks of his own needs, even as he quotes from Psalm 22. From John 19, verse 28, Jesus said, "I thirst." Jesus' fifth word from the cross is a fulfillment of a prophecy in Psalm 69, verse 21. But it is more than that. It is a sign that Jesus has nearly fulfilled his purpose of suffering on the cross, of being a sacrifice for our sins. He is nearly done. and the thirst and the ache, the physical weariness and damage happening to his body that crucifixion is causing him, has caught up with him. Now, nearly 6 hours into his time on the cross, Jesus thirsts. The one who promised that when we thirst for his righteousness, when we hunger for him, we will be filled. That loving one was now dying and thirsty and empty. He emptied and became himself and became poor, that we through his poverty might become rich. Oh, the riches of the mercy and the grace of God in this mystery, hidden in this suffering Savior on the cross. Give him your thanks and praise. Jesus speaks of his own needs as he quotes from Psalm 22 and says in Matthew 27, verse 46, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" In Jesus' fourth and fifth words from the cross, there's a change. For from tender-hearted care for his mother, now there is despair as he cries out to his Father. We hear the pain, the agony. My God, why have you forsaken me? So much loaded into these words. An assurance that we too can ask the question why when we feel alone or afraid or in pain. For if Jesus could ask the question, we can too. But also there is something very profound happening here. For our Savior, the one who dutifully has gone to the cross and dutifully has provided for his mother, is now fulfilling his duty as he becomes sin for us. And the Father, in his perfect holiness, must forsake his own Son as he becomes our sin sacrifice, so that he, the Father, can accept us. Nails hurt, crown of thorns cause bleeding. The mocking and the derision of the crowd certainly were wounds to Jesus' soul. But the deepest, the most heartbreaking and profound pain that he ever experienced in his life was when his Father turned his face away. Jesus was truly alone. He was forsaken so that you and I could be forgiven. May we, in awe, pray thankfully to the Savior who would suffer so much, even the forsakenness of his Father, for us.
See from his hands, his head, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did as such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown?
Jesus speaks words of completion and fulfillment from John 19, verse 30. Jesus said, "It is finished." In Jesus' sixth word from the cross, we hear a word that has a lot of meaning for us. It is finished. Very oftentimes, we begin something new with enthusiasm, a new diet, a new relationship, a new commitment. Even as we make these new starts, we know the start isn't really as important. The grit to hang on all the way to the end, this is what matters. That is why finishes feel so incredibly satisfying. The senior walking across the stage as she finishes her schooling and graduates. The mother who finishes her hours of labor and now beholds the wonder of a new child. The novelist who finishes his book after years. The marathon runner who reaches the end line. The finish feels so amazing. And yet when we think of the finish of Jesus, the finish of his suffering, the finish of his role of completing the sacrifice needed for our sin. It was for our sin that he suffered, but now it is finished. The price has been paid with his very blood. His heart rate is slowing down. He is nearly gone, but his suffering is complete. There is no more to be paid for our sins. Jesus has canceled every debt, nailing it to his cross. When he says it is finished, that means we are done with shame, with guilt, with uncertainty that we are loved. We are forgiven and free. And may the joy that comes from his finish give us a joyous beginning.
Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.
Jesus speaks his final words, words of faith, hope, and trust in the Father's love. Words which every Jewish child was taught from Psalm 31, as he spoke in Luke 23, verse 46. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Yes, were all the realm of nature mine, it would be an offering far too small to this one who has suffered, who has sacrificed, who has loved to the very end of his life. Jesus now, before his heart speaks, with the last breath he can pull from his tired lungs, from his stressed body, prays a prayer that every little child in his culture would have known. Much like our prayer, "Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep," Jesus offers up a little prayer from Psalm 31, a prayer that every little Jewish boy and girl would have known. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. By this prayer, Jesus was expressing that even though the Father had forsaken him, he, Jesus, still trusted in the Father, trusted in his love, trusted that his promise to raise him again would be so. He still trusted and loved the Father, and that is why he had finished this work of salvation the Father had given him. And now in trust, he can close his eyes, not to sleep, but to rest in the tomb for these 3 days and nights, and then to rise again to show us that nothing, nothing in creation will ever separate us from his love. He commits his spirit, his soul, his very being into the Father's hands. How wise we who love Jesus would be to do the same. May we give our all to the one who has given his all to us, our soul, our all. Amen. Please join me in prayer. Father, words of thanks do not seem possibly enough. But we give you thanks for loving us so much you sent your very best, your one and only Son, to die for us. We give you thanks for the depth of his love, willing to let his soul be stripped and separated away from you, willing to be broken in our place, to be emptied, to bleed and suffer and die, that we might be born again and live forever. Father, we thank you for the cross, for the depth of love that Jesus suffered, for the depth of love that he poured out on us, for the fullness of life that is ours now because of him. On this Good Friday, we give you thanks, and we long to follow in the footsteps of our Savior from his borrowed tomb to the stone being rolled away, and all the way until we too shall see him in paradise. God, keep us strong, and into your hands we commit our spirit, our lives, our very all. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. We thank you for being a part of our Good Friday service this evening. As we prepare to sing our closing hymn, we offer you this blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with his favor and love and give you his peace now and forevermore. Join us, won't you, on Sunday, April the 12th at 10:30 in the morning as we continue our Holy Week worship with the great celebration, the resurrection celebration of Easter. We so look forward to sharing this service with you on our Facebook page and on YouTube and on our website, GethsemaneLutheran.org. Thank you, and God bless you.